Well, the one of the critical characteristics of Grameen America is that it provides entrepreneurial capital to folks who live below the poverty line and who are unbanked. That is, they have no banking relationship. They have no access to credit. They don't have family or friends with money. They don't have a credit card. And so they don't have the kinds of tools that a traditional startup business might be able to lean on to get going. And their needs are relatively small in the sense that somebody who's in the catering business would have to buy a professional mixer to make more cakes at a time. Somebody who was going to go in the tailoring business would have to buy a better sewing machine. It's those kinds of needs. They just don't have that startup capital to get their business going.
And why should a bank take a risk on this type of a borrower who can't qualify for any other kind of loan and for some good reasons can't qualify for those kinds of loans?
Well, that's the uniqueness of the Grameen model. When Professor Muhammad Yunus was traveling in Bangladesh in the 1970s, he saw women in poverty, and they were being taken advantage of by payday lenders and folks that were really forcing them to pay more than they could for services and then kind of control the marketplace. And he said, what if I loaned you $27? Could you pay me back? And the one first woman he went to says, yes, I can, and I'll pay you back with interest, and I'll pay you back every week. And she was able to begin to change her life. So he built what we know now as Grameen Bank. And he developed a strategy that utilized a peer model. That is, you don't borrow by yourself. You come in with five other people, and each of you has to build up your business plan. You go through a fairly rigorous training program that teaches you about credit and planning and access to banking institutions. And then you meet on a weekly basis with your group, talk about your successes for the week, pay down part of your loan, and put money in a savings account. And that model has flourished.
You led the effort to raise, over the last 3 years, about $2 million that was necessary to start up this bank in Charlotte. How did that go? What was the pitch like, and how did people receive that?
Our pitch was pretty straightforward. It's a model that has been proven effective internationally. It's a model that's been proven effective in the United States. And I think the real, as some people say, the secret sauce is the sustainability of the model. That is, once you get your original capital, operating capital organized, which is about $2 million, the repayment by the borrowers sustains the model and requires no more new money.
I guess through the interest payments, it's about 15% interest that these borrowers are going to pay, that will basically sustain the future of this organization. So
correct. Grameen America is a 501c3. Which means all the dollars stay within the not-for-profit organization, and the dollars that are paid back on a weekly basis go back into funding the local branch, and then they're reused. So, we issued our first four loans on Friday. They ranged from I think $1,000 to $1,200. As they pay off their loans on a weekly basis, those dollars go back into the folks within their peer group and more peer groups that have a business idea that needs funding.
And the peer interaction that's actually required, you have to go to these group sort of support
meetings
if you're a borrower.
They meet every week.
And is, I guess the idea there is a little bit of peer pressure. You don't want to default on your loan when you know your fellow borrowers are there.
Sure. I mean, I'm a small business owner, and I have banking relationships. I can't imagine having to every Thursday afternoon sit down with my banker and tell them how I did for the week. And they have to not only tell their banker, but they have to tell their friends who, if they're not doing well, it restricts the ability of folks within the group to have access to loans. So it literally, the boat's lifted by the support of the entire group. And the concept of Grameen is both an idealistic viewpoint, but it also is very pragmatic. And it says, let's find a way to open the door to success to folks who have a lot of doors closed to them all the time, and do it in a way that is sustainable, that is long-lasting.
Mr. Lassiter, thanks a lot for your time.
You're very welcome.